From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. It's said that there are two subjects best avoided in polite company, politics and religion. And Giuseppe Verdi knew that as well as anyone. The jaunty music we're hearing now is the drinking song that opens Verdi's opera, Aroldo. Drinking songs were standard fare in 19th century opera houses, and not a very adventurous way for an innovative composer like Verdi to open a drama. The thing is, if it hadn't been for that old bugaboo about politics and religion, especially religion, this drinking song and the opera it begins might never have existed. Because what Verdi really had in mind was an opera with an opening more like this. Those dark phrases kick off the action in Verdi's 1850 opera, Stifelio. The story is set in a community of devout Christians. The title character is their preacher, who finds himself in a moral dilemma when his pious wife starts cheating on him, and her lover winds up dead. The problem was that in Italy in the mid-1800s, religion in the opera house was frowned upon, and the censors had problems with Verdi's Stifelio. It wouldn't do for a pastor to get wrapped up in adultery and murder. In the end, the censors demanded so many changes that Verdi got fed up. He moved the story back a few centuries, changed the troubled clergyman into a crusading knight, and created a brand new opera, Aroldo, opening with a jolly drinking song instead of a moral quandary. Before long, the original score to Stifelio was lost, and people started assuming that because Aroldo had survived, it must be the better opera. But then Verdi devotees started putting the earlier opera back together again and revealed a complex drama filled with compelling characters and some of the most daring music Verdi ever composed. And while the opera is still neglected, some experts think it belongs in the same league as the next three operas Verdi wrote, Rigoletto, Il Trovatore, and La Traviata. Not bad company for an opera that was nearly forgotten altogether. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Verdi's oft-neglected Stifelio in a production from an honored venue, the Vienna State Opera. The stars are tenor José Cura in the title role, with soprano Hui Hei as his wife Lina. The conductor is Michael Halasch.